You're listening to the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Tuesday, January 22nd. This is Hour 3.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
Was there a lot of hugging, kissing, and schmoozing and saying I love you? Was there a lot of tickling? Okay, so you're not used to what you should have had. What if you let yourself become used to it?
I think that's something I can definitely do.
Yeah. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, say, I wish I had had this when I was a kid, and I'm going to let it bathe over me now. Let me hear you say that sentence. I wish I had, come on.
I wish I had this when I was a kid, and I'm going to let it bathe over me now.
Wouldn't that be nice if it became comforting? It would be so nice. Hey, you didn't understand. Now you do. You can't feel crummy when you had no idea. That's not fair. Now you understand. 5 minutes ago, you didn't know.
No, I didn't. No.
So you can't berate yourself when you didn't know. There's no point in going there. The only place I want you to go right now is I'm going to let it bathe over me and let it fix what I never had. Just let it play for a moment.
And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Wait, are you? Here, look.
Still more.
Beautiful. You can't compare that to the crap they call music today, where it's so much screaming you can't even understand the words. I watched A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga. I think she did a good acting job. I don't think I understood three words when they were all singing, because it's just a bunch of screeching. This is music. My number, 1-800-375-2872. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and I welcome you to this hour of the program right here on Sirius XM Triumph 111. You are here with Dan and Mallory screening your calls, the amazing Carson Smith engineering, orchestrating our music, producing the segues, and he has gorgeous leather jackets. Corners the market, comes close to me. I didn't show him my closet when they all came here. Carson, next time you come, you have to come into the closet where I have my leather jackets. You're going to eat your heart out. Orchestrate our music, producing the segues. Our number, 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-375-2872. Email of the day is brought to you by Casper.com. The new Casper Wave mattress's ergonomic system actively aligns your body, giving support where you need it, relief where you want it. So try it for 100 nights with free white glove delivery and setup. Go to Casper.com/wave and use the code Dr. Laura to save $50 on select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. Additional fees may apply for Hawaii and Alaska, because they're not contiguous with the United States of America, the rest of the flag. Recently, when my husband and I were visiting his parents, I got into a brief argument with my father-in-law as I was trying to control my autistic four-year-old. He continued badgering her. I told him he wasn't helping the situation. He got all huffy and started slamming doors. I took our daughter out of the house, as that often helps. My husband stayed behind but texted me as he was trying to decide if we should stay or go to a hotel, which would hurt his mother's feelings. We decided to stay, but 10 minutes later, my husband texted, "We're going to a hotel." I couldn't wait to find out what had happened. He had tried to talk to his father, but it got worse. As he was telling me the story, he realized... No. As he was telling me the story, I realized that I had married the right man. He was standing up for me and how I handled the situation. He told his father, "Dad, I love you. I always have, always will. But this is about my wife and daughter and how you treated them. They are always my first priority, So we're leaving. I told him how proud I was of him, how happy I was to be his wife. It makes me want to cry. We have decided that we will do what brings the three of us the most peace. Thank you for being a guiding light in my life, Carolyn. Oh, my God. She got her a real man. She feels safe and taken care of. And a lot of you folks have a mistaken notion of what the bottom line that most women want. And that's a man they can count on. The rest of it's superfluous, like being able to buy a dress a week. But the reality, I don't much wear dresses, but the reality is that we want a man we know who will take care of us, put his arm around us and say, it's all going to be okay. My number, 1-800 and fight the dragons. 1-800, nothing more sickening to your basic woman than watching a man not fight the dragon, but just sort of stand there like a limp dick. That's visually understandable, isn't it? I tend to try to create pictures. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Susie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
So my question is, I need you to help me in knowing how to approach the mother of my son's friend about an issue she has with me and my husband over something that happened last winter, but the reason, and without being confrontational. And the reason I'm upset.
Oh, you're talking to the wrong woman, babe. I have no problem with appropriate confrontations, babe. No problem with it all. If it's appropriate, then it'll be a damn confrontation, and you can't wuss out on me. Wuss out on me.
I
mean, men can be limp dicks, and I don't know what to say about women.
Okay.
We don't seem to have a part that we can talk about that same way. Everything's internal. What happened last winter that we... Honey, it's the end of January. What happened last winter?
Yeah. No, I know. Well, I got to tell you this, though, because I was told this is a bombshell, so I have to say this. The reason I'm upset now is because she pulled my 14-year-old son into it last night. So that's why I'm upset now. What happened last
winter? Yeah, but I would have handled it last winter, and yes, last night wouldn't have happened.
Okay. So
yeah, how's that? So it's your fault last night happened. See, you all can talk over me. Everybody says they, you know, I can't hear me or stuff, so I'm just going to be a yeller.
Okay.
Like old yeller. I'm going to be an old yeller.
All right.
I want to know what happened last winter. Specifically,
yes.
What happened last winter?
So my son was sledding in their backyard with the friend. He was invited to go sledding at their house. They were sledding. It was a hill with trees. He sledded into one of the trees. His knee broke open. I had to take him to the ER. He had to get several stitches. Got that taken care of. No problem. There was no issue. Okay. Several weeks later, I got a text from this woman telling me that she wanted my husband to back off. And
I'm sorry, had your husband done, sweetheart?
Exactly. So he had mentioned, okay, we also go to church with these folks, and he had said something to them about that our insurance company was probably going to be contacting them about their
Your husband was out of line. You deserve anything you got once your husband did that. I don't care what they said or did to you. You earned it. How do you like them apples? Actually, I'm eating an apple.
Okay.
It's good to keep my sugar level up. Kid.
Okay. I agree.
Went down a hill into a tree. It's called an accident. It's called boys get their knees skinned. Your husband should have kept his mouth shut. Why did your husband do that? Is he confrontational? Yes. He started a fight. It wasn't their fault that your kid went into a tree.
That is absolutely right.
Why did your husband do that? Why did your husband do that? Why did your husband do that?
because he understands how homeowners insurance works. It is not a fault, and it's not an at fault.
He had no reason to do that except to start a fight with another family.
That's probably
true. And when she called you...
She didn't call.
And when she called you, texted you, emailed you, sent a pigeon to your house with a note. Thanks for correcting me. Like, that was the important part of what I had to say. You should have said, I'm so sorry. I'll take care of it. You should have called your husband and said, I love you dearly. You're great at sex, but you were an idiot when you called and started threatening with insurance. Our kid skinned his knee, had some stitches. Big deal. But you don't want to take your husband on.
Oh, that's not
because you don't like confrontation. You said you don't like confrontation. Well, you should have shut him down.
No, that is true. I do not like confrontation.
Well, we're having one right now, just in case you hadn't noticed. How are you doing? How are you doing with it?
Well,
we're having one right now. Are you all right?
Yeah, just because you don't like something doesn't mean you don't do it.
Well, you're handling the confrontation perfectly well. Your husband was wrong.
Thank you.
Go apologize.
I am perfectly fine with apologizing, but I'm not sure what I'm apologizing for.
That your husband opened his fat mouth and started a confrontation about insurance over a skinned knee.
Okay. So that I can try that. So I will apologize to her that my husband said something about the insurance, and that should
actually your husband should be the one to eat dirt. But if he doesn't have the character to do that, then I guess you'll have to do that. For him, in his name. How ridiculous is
that?
My kid skinned his knee at your house. I wouldn't have... You didn't do anything. If you had something dangerous, that was clearly dangerous, and you were irresponsible, then. But kids doing that?
Right.
Come on. My God. Should we wrap them all up in cotton? I just like the way she said about his knee. He didn't crack open his knee. The skin got cut. He hit a tree. Couldn't have hit it very hard if all he did was scrape his knee. Need a few stitches. My theory is if at 18 he hasn't broken something, he hasn't become a man. I was so happy when at 17 my son finally fractured his arm. Because I've been walking around saying this for years and I thought I'm going to look like such a hypocrite. My son is just pristine. He was playing basketball. He went up for a slam dunky kind of thing. No, a guy was slam dunking. He was trying to block him. Some other kid jumped. So there's all these kids in the air. And he ended up hitting the floor, using his hand to brace himself. And that fractured his forearm. We didn't know it till the next morning when he said, this really hurts. I said, let's go. And call insurance policies or anything. I just said, did your team make the point or block the other person's point? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, then you didn't crack your arm for nothing. My number, 1-800-375-2872. I'm such a practical woman. What is this? We're just suing and calling insurance and come on. Kids get hurt. It's not like they were doing something, skydiving off the roof and the parents were throwing them off the roof or something, in which case, I think there's an issue there. Meredith, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Laura. I appreciate you taking my call today.
Thank you. What's up?
So I have a question concerning two of my friends. One lives out of town, and her boyfriend is, I think he's controlling, and
That's none of your business, so don't even go on with that story.
Okay.
That's none of your... Let me explain. It's none of your business who she picks to sleep with and love. And if she changes her behaviors so that he will like her, that's her. But unless he has a gun to her head, he can't make her change her behaviors or her choices. And I don't know why people want to blame a third party for the second party's actions, but they do. Yes, I do know why, because you don't want to think that's your friend. You want to think he's the boogeyman. So, that's none of your business. If you don't like how your friend behaves, that's a separate issue. Now go on.
Okay. So I guess I got my answer. Because they, one of them can only talk to me on Tuesdays when he's out.
That's a description of your idiot friend.
Right. So,
so you don't pick your friends too
answer.
Well.
I got my answer. I appreciate it.
Try to pick
and
friends that are grown women who are autonomous.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. My number 1-800-375-2872. These are basic concepts that I think are very difficult for people to accept. That nobody is forcing somebody to behave a certain way. They're making the choice to accommodate because they wish to have that person no matter what the price. Maybe that's you. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. Come back with your calls.
This is the Dr. Laura Program.
Laura Schlesinger, when it comes to meat, quality matters. That's why you ought to switch to ButcherBox. ButcherBox is delivered right to your door every month. Their meat guaranteed to be humanely raised, no antibiotics, no hormones, ever. ButcherBox, grass-fed, grass-finished. Their chicken is organic and free-range. Their heritage bred pork raised to keep all their fat and flavor. And now they have wild Alaskan sockeye salmon. ButcherBox sources their pure, sustainably harvested salmon from Bristol Bay, Alaska. With cuts in quality impossible to find in the stores, ButcherBox also comes at a competitive price, with free shipping included. For delicious, high-quality meat, nothing compares to ButcherBox. And for a limited time, ButcherBox is offering my listeners 2 pounds of wild salmon, wild Alaskan salmon, plus $20 off your first box when you sign up at ButcherBox.com/Dr. Laura. Don't miss this limited-time offer. 2 pounds of wild Alaskan sockeye salmon plus $20 off at butcherbox.com/Dr. Laura. Angie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. I'm a first-time caller, and I have a little bit of a conundrum I'm not sure how to handle. I've been fighting breast cancer since 2011, and just this past year I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I'm 49 years old. I have a friend. She is 61. And we've been through a lot together, a whole lot. She's a widow. I helped her get through kidney transplant, been there, helped her move several times. We've really been there for each other throughout our friendship. And we've had a friendship maybe about, I'd say 15 years or so. So recently when I had a double mastectomy, in December, and she had promised to come house set, patch set for us. And at the very last minute, she backed out. She said she just couldn't do it. So that kind of left me scrambling. I had another friend step in. But this lady has pulled away. I feel like she's pulling away from me. Her feelings are very hurt. And there was an incident that I had. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, so we just had to.
I'm sorry. I must have missed a sentence there. You said her feelings are hurt by what?
I think her feelings are hurt because she misinterpreted something that I put on my Facebook page, and I was actually thanking another friend who lost her home during Hurricane Florence.
Angie,
yes.
Angie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just take a breath here.
Okay.
First, there are two things. There's a first of all and a second of all. There'll probably be a third, a fourth, and a fifth of all, but these are the first two things I think to say. Number one, anybody's feelings would be hurt when they are going through a trauma the size of yours, and at the last minute a friend pulls out of being helpful. Number two, you never should put personal stuff on the internet, any commentary, any anything. I mean, I don't understand that grown women do this. But
okay.
Her feelings being hurt.
I
am so. Why don't you just talk until you're done? Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify. I was thanking another friend for helping me. It was just a little mean.
I know. I know.
It had nothing to do with this other woman. I wasn't posting my personal
I don't think
thing.
You should have been on your Facebook writing about anybody or anything having to do with anything of anything. That's my personal. Okay. I don't have a personal. If
okay.
I have a
but
feeling
I didn't
about
mention
a person,
anybody's name, Dr. Laura. I didn't
if
mention
I have
anybody's
a feel-
name. But I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're just being defensive. You're not listening at all. You're just being defensive.
Okay.
If you're appreciative that that friend came to help you, then you call that friend and send her flowers. There's no reason to put it on a Facebook.
Okay.
It's not personal. It almost sounds like bragging. I have a friend who did this. I mean, there's no meaning to it that's of any value. Two, for 15 years, this woman has been there when you needed her. I guess she's OD'd. Not everybody can handle things forever. So since you're going through something life and death important, my psychological recommendation is you just focus toward the people who are still able to be helpful after all of these years. You've gone through a lot. And some people just get OD'd. Doesn't mean they're bad people. Doesn't mean they're weak people. Just means that they're stressed out with it and can't face it anymore. And so we have to be sensitive that we can rely on our friends up to a point. And sometimes they get overdosed. So we have to be sensitive about that. So the people who are not overdosed, who can be there to help you, right now, I'd rather you focused in on them because you need that support.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's really good advice, and I'm going to heed it.
Good, because I don't want you to tap your immune system with any tension and anxiety. We have to focus in on getting you better.
Correct. May I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
Okay. How should I handle her when she becomes defensive with me? Because I haven't called her. I just kind of backed off thinking she's having a hard time dealing with this.
Just say I'm busy healing. I'm busy healing. I'm sorry. I'm not making a lot of calls or contact. And stay off your Facebook. Just stay off it.
Okay. I can do that.
Because
Dr.
that's
Laura.
The little game of competition you set up where you're writing about this or about that, about somebody else, about... Just don't do that. It doesn't make the world a better place. It really doesn't.
Okay.
So if anybody's giving you any crap right now, just doesn't matter who it is, just say, you know what? I can't do this. I have to stay relaxed. I'm healing.
That's great advice.
And I sincerely hope you are. It's a tough thing you're going through. I had a minor version of what you're dealing with, and I thought that was horrendous, so I can't even wrap my brain around what you must be going through. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. I've been listening to you for 23 years, and I am also 23 years old. But
That's kind of
something I've wanted to call about for a while. But pretty much my mom is going through cancer for the second time as well. And my father is an addict. So these two major things just seem to have imploded this past year. And while my dad has been an addict pretty much my whole life, he's not handling the stress well at all with my mom's cancer. And they still live together. I have two younger sisters. And I am having an extremely hard time dealing with the fact that my younger sisters are still there in that environment, and it's extremely, like, extremely stressful. I hear from my mom all the time about how bad it is. And I recently moved just about a year ago. And I actually just got a call today, or actually a text, saying that while my dad's been pretty much sober, or at least trying to, working on that path for the past 2 months, he's had a bit of a relapse. And I am not taking the stress well at all. Like, every time something like this happens,
okay.
I mean, I know.
May I respond to you?
Yes, sorry.
You have to make a decision as to what you're going to suggest, because just being your typical female, stressed out, I'm just stressed out. That's what females typically do.
Yeah.
We tend not to be very proactive. We just tend to stress out. So you can either move back, rent a place, take your sister in, your siblings in, and so they're not in the house, or you can tell your mother, dump the ass and I'll move in and help take care of you. But she's going to have to do something. And if she refuses to dump the jerk, then there's nothing you can do about that. The best you can do is, number one, have the kids live with you and you take care of them so they're not in that environment. And to tell your mother you never want to hear about your dad in a conversation again.
Yeah.
Say, Mom, I'm here to help you. But if you even mention that you're married to him, I will say goodbye and we won't talk for a couple of days. So I don't need to know any about him. You're the one who has kept him. You're the one who made babies with him. That was all you're doing. I don't want to hear about it. So instead of, I'm so stressed out, figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to move there and take the kids in? That would be very helpful.
Yeah, I would. Not really, unfortunately, an option right now.
Well, then I don't want to hear your bitching about your stress either. If you're not willing to put yourself out, stifle yourself. You're not going to get sympathy from me if you're not going to try to help.
Exactly. Yeah. I've definitely
considered. Do you understand that?
Movement. Yeah.
You're either going to rescue your siblings or shut up.
Yeah. I definitely
but nobody wants to hear your whining and how this is stressful for you. You're not there.
Exactly. And that's definitely what's been hard, because I know I have to move there if I actually want to, you know, be able to help them. And it's like, I made this decision to move because I couldn't take
you
it.
We went through all of this before. You can't help your dad. You can't help your mom because she's keeping your dad. The only thing I think you can do is take the kids into your house.
Oh, yeah.
Apartment, condo, whatever.
It's an apartment.
What is funny about that?
I agree.
About that?
This is not necessarily funny, but I live with roommates and I did.
Well, you're going to get rid of the roommates. You're going to get a place by your own. See if your mother can contribute a little money so you can take care of the kids.
Yeah. That's really... I really like to do that because I'm tired of...
Well, then pick up the phone, call your mother and say, this is what I'm offering. I will move back. I'm going to need you to help me with money and I'll take the kids and you work on getting better and living with an addict.
Yeah, because it's been like that for, I don't know how many years, and it's not changed, so I don't expect anything to change.
So the only useful thing about you is you can be a great big sister right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So go do it. 20 years from now, if you had the opportunity to jump ahead 20 years and look back on this phone call, what do you want to see yourself having done?
Definitely doing what I can and helping.
Especially. That's vague.
Yeah.
That's BS vague.
I don't want my sisters to have to go through.
That's BS vague. That's BS vague. You're still BSing me. I want to see that I moved back, got the kids out of the house, and took care of them. That's not BS vague, is it? So as long as you're BS vague, you don't have to do anything except walk around and tell all your roommates how stressed you are.
Yeah.
I'm so stressed. I don't want to do anything to help anybody here because I don't want to sacrifice anything, but I am so stressed. BS vague gives you the opportunity to complain, but not be part of the repair. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Let's get out of vague and get into concrete. Give me a call. Be right back. Men need food, sex, and back rubs. They don't need you explaining to them how they should feel about what's going or telling them advice on how they should have stress in their jobs or not. Sex, good food, back rubs.
Get proper care and feeding for your marriage. Call 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Laura Schlesinger, even though I'm really a big fan of socks, you may not give them much thought. I have something that might change your mind. I discovered new socks that have changed the way I think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. Made from premium cotton, Bombas stay warm in the winter, cool in the summer. And every pair comes with a built-in blister tab, innovative arch support, stay-up technology, seamless toe. Lots of colors, patterns, length, and styles. Bombas socks look great in the gym, at the office, out on the town. If they could, feet would daydream about Bombas. You can see examples of how happy my feet are in Bombas socks when you look on my Instagram page. And for every purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. So keep cool, keep comfy, keep contributing with the best socks in the history of feet, Bombas. So buy your Bombas at bombas.com/Dr. Laura today. Get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Dr. Laura. And you'll get 20%. off your first purchase, bombas.com/Dr. Laura. My number. Unscramble the BS you're confusing yourself with. Ooh. 1-800-375-2872. Deborah and Daniel, welcome to the program. And Preston. We have a whole family here. Okay, Deborah, you are mom?
Yes.
Daniel, you are dad?
Yes, ma'am.
Preston, you are marvelous son?
Yeah.
You didn't sound... Is it the sun or the marvelous you didn't like?
I don't know.
Okay, that's helpful. How old are you, Preston?
14.
Okay, the reason we're all here together is you get to tell me.
Because I didn't do my homework over the weekend.
And you lied about it.
And I lied about it.
Wait a minute. Let him tell the story. So the reason you didn't do your homework over the weekend is, besides it's annoying, is what?
I forgot about it.
I don't think that's the reason. Let's try again.
Be able to do it this morning.
Okay, Dad and Mom, if you want to do the talking and you don't want Preston to talk, then we don't need Preston on the line, do we? Because I want Preston to speak for himself.
We'd love for him to hear you.
Okay, well then, Preston, I guess you get to listen. Go ahead, Mom and Dad. Go for it. So what happened?
All right, well, he was given some extra privileges this weekend, assuming he had done all his chores and responsibilities. He was told to do a little bit of gardening in the yard, and he was allowed to go stay at a friend's house and play a video game that he's usually not allowed to play. We asked him if he had did his homework over the weekend. He told us yes. And then he had an extra day for the holiday. He had Monday off of school. Well, this morning he didn't get himself up for school like he usually does. And I went through his phone this morning, seeing that he was on the phone until 1 o'clock in the morning texting somebody. And then also in the text found out that he was trying to get up early this morning to finish his homework because he lied about doing it over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And is your son an A student, B student, or C student?
He's typically a straight A student, although the last two semesters, he's got one B each semester. And we know he's a straight A student, so that's why we're a little disappointed in it. Reason being...
Well, people are not one A... No, sir, come on, you're not that naive. People are not straight A students. Sir, I was talking. Please don't cut me off, please. I said, you're quite aware that because somebody's an A student for 3 years, that doesn't mean they can't get B's, and it doesn't mean anything bad. It means they can't be an A student at everything. Nobody can. I'm sure you weren't. I know I wasn't.
Well, the class that he's getting to be in is the class, his very first class in the morning. And we found out recently that he's been staying up very late, sneaking around at night.
And he's been staying up late doing what?
Talking on his phone, texting girls.
May I ask a grown man why he gives a 14-year-old child access to the internet and phone 24/7 with a cell phone? Because I would like to put you in your room without supper for that decision. I don't think it's a wise decision. I don't think it's healthy for kids to have that kind of access, and your situation is proof of that. 14-year-olds make these kinds of decisions. 14-year-olds tend to be doing what they want to do and figure they'll get the punishment later. Big deal. But meanwhile, they get to do what they want to do. And you can't be so naive as to not know that. And simply because he's an A student, you can't assume he has maturity. Just means he has the brains to get A's, or there's great inflation and he doesn't have the ability to get A's, but these days it's hard to tell. So he shouldn't be having a phone, not as punishment, but it is completely not necessary and generally leads to problems.
And I agree completely. Our situation now is part of his punishment for today for lying was I told him to do some research on lies and, you know, tell us what happens when kids continuously lie. And what he's come back to us with is that some doctor did some research and that lying about your homework is only a level 3 lie, which I'm unclear what that is, and that his phone should only be taken away.
This was very, this is sort of silly what you did as far as I'm concerned, and he's on the line, so he's going to hear me say this. He shouldn't have a phone. You need to stand back and look at the problem. The problem is, there are a number of problems. One of the problems is that you have given him access to something he isn't mature enough to handle properly. He should not have a phone. When he graduates high school, goes to college, gets a job, and can afford to get himself a phone, then he'll get himself a phone. Until then, he's a child. And we can't forget that just because he happens to be reasonably smart in school.
Dr. Now, Laura, can I
also,
ask you, because he also
not
has,
yet, oh, not yet, okay. not yet. He also has lied to get out of other things. And don't tell me this is the first time. This is not the first time. So when you have a kid you cannot trust, then you have to say, let me see the finished homework. Okay, good. Looks well done. You can go now. Let me look at the backyard to see if you mowed the lawn properly. Yep, looks like you did a good job. You can go now. So there's no yelling, no screaming, no writing little silly essays. He earns his privileges, and you know he will lie, and you know he won't be responsible about the internet. So you have to check on the things that you ask him to do so that you know it. And then you have to take away the cell phone. And when he's has a job, when he's out of school, has to be post 18, then he'll have a cell phone. I don't see having him write an essay changing him at all. He really took your so-called punishment and shoved it up your nose. He's not stupid, your kid.
Can I ask, what level of freedom do we give him? Because at 14 years old,
no,
he has
to earn. Each week, he has to earn privileges. First of all, he's an untrustworthy kid, so you can't just give him freedoms. You can't trust him, so you can't give him freedoms. He blew that part. So he has to earn things. So you have to, during the week, say, we need confirmation from your teacher on Friday that all your homework was in. We need to see that you woke up in a timely way to go to school. And if all of those things are fulfilled, then on Saturday you can go to your friend's house. So it's earning, E-A-R-N-I-N-G, earning. Not punishing, not freedom, earning. It's a whole different concept. It means he gets to make the decision. Do I want to earn going to my friend's house on Saturday? Yeah, I do. What do I have to do to get there? I better do this, that, and the other thing. I got to get up in a timely way. I have to do the backyard. I have to prove that my homework was done with a note from the teacher. Or if it's on Saturday for Sunday, I have to show the homework that's done. And then, yay, I have earned Sunday. Now, if you're trying to turn a boy into a man, don't you think the concept of earning is important?
Very. Yep.
Then he has no freedoms, and he has no trust, and he has to earn his weekends from this day on.
Okay.
And his phone is now you sell it, give it to charity, do whatever you'd like with it. Run it over with your car. I don't care. But he never has a phone again.
Is that the same? And he uses a computer with internet for school purposes.
The internet now will be in the living room, and when he signs into it, because you're going to have a lock on it, when he signs into it, you will know what and where he's doing, where he's going and what he's doing. But it won't be in his room.
And the same thing with the TV, because it's a smart TV that can get online. Same concept.
Well, you know, I'm glad you people are so rich and inundate your kids with expensive things. But I know all those smart TVs can be locked by parental control.
Okay.
Another question I have is, what about his communication with all these girls? Because it's not so much the,
He doesn't have a cell phone. It's not going to happen.
Is he allowed to talk to them, like, on the house phone? Or how should we handle that?
If you'd like. And the house phone should be in the kitchen where everybody can hear the conversation.
Okay.
He is not entitled to any privacy except when he's in the bathroom.
Okay, perfect. He heard you loud and clear, so we'll let it sit.
That means everything in his room and every possession he owns has no right to privacy. He's a minor kid in your house, and you are fully responsible. If he does anything, the police come for you.
Okay.
He goes and breaks a window, you have to pay for it. He
I
may
am.
Go to Juvie Hall, but you have to pay for it. So you're totally responsible for him. So we have our things. Timely way to get up in the morning. Prove the homework is done. Do whatever chores you're asked. And you earn your weekend. All of this understandable to you, Preston?
Yeah.
Who lied to me about I forgot to do my homework? You know, you may be able to get this past your parents sometimes, but I have a lie meter in my head. I can't be bullshitted by a teenager. Can't happen. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Now, that was a very important call for you parents. Your kids should not have phones. This should be a line phone in the kitchen. If you have smart TVs, have your own lock on it. And your kids will not have access to it unless you unlock it. If you have an internet where they're going to go on, you have one internet. You have it in the living room or the kitchen where you can observe it and check the history at any time. No minor child should have a cell phone. I do have one exception, if they're drug dealers. If your kid is a drug dealer, he must have a cell phone. Because that's how business is done. So we have clarity there, right? So I suspect now after today that the only one of you parents who will keep your kids' cell phones in their own possession, that means you know they're drug dealers. Hiring can be time-consuming. You post a job to several online job boards, but get tons of the wrong resumes, and you sort through all of those resumes just to find a few people with the right skills and experience. Those job sites that overwhelm you with the wrong resumes, they're not smart. That's why you should do the smart thing and go to ZipRecruiter.com/Dr. Laura. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Dr. Laura. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dr. Laura. ZipRecruiter, the smart way to hire. Sally, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. I have a beautiful 33-year marriage. I have three wonderful, almost grown children, and I need to ask you a question.
Go.
Okay, I'm nervous. This weekend...
I am too, now that you've said that. My stomach is in knots. I'm feeling butterflies with big shoes on. Go ahead.
This weekend, for the long weekend, we took all three of our grown children skiing along with our son's girlfriend. They've been together 6 years. They started dating in college. And
why aren't they married?
Well, he is 25. She is 24. So they dated freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year.
So are they shacking up? Did you have them stay in one room?
No, I did not. I have two.
Oh, I'm starting to like you more and more. Okay. So what happened?
What happened was they went out to ski before my husband and I, and we were putting our skis on. My husband and I arrived. They did not see us, and we overheard and saw her berate him in public. She called him fat. She said he was bald, and she didn't hit him, but she was aggressive with him.
So your son is kind of a limp dick.
I know he loves her dearly.
He's a limp dick. Nobody loves somebody who berates them like that. They're limp dicks. They're grateful to have anybody.
Yes.
So your son is a bit of a pathetic character who doesn't think much of himself, so he takes punishment from this terrible woman. So your son is weak.
May I ask you a question? Could I have
You can ask me three questions.
Okay.
No, you cannot have a constructive conversation with either one of them because they're both screwed up. But that doesn't mean you don't have a constructive for your sake. So here's what I would recommend. Before they get married, have kids and then divorce, because that is what would happen. That marriage would never sustain itself. Okay? Get them both in a room and say, your dad and I were standing there, and we heard you ripping him a new one where he's fat and he's bald and blah, 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 and being disgusting and doing it in public. How dare you treat any member of my family that way? And you stood there like a lump and allowed her to abuse you. We didn't bring you up to be this weak. And if you two are even thinking about getting married and making kids when you are like this, it won't work. And you sit there with your arms crossed on your chest and you wait. Because your son probably has never had anybody tell him that he's acting like a limp dick or she's acting like a bitch. You're not married yet. I give you permission. Ha ha. Now go do the right thing.